Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, according to Twitter, at Crystal underscore Arnold, is an Olympics bound TV presenter, a producer, a writer, a voice artist, an MC. She's into sport, she's into travel, she's into fitness. And if you want to work with her, it's Crystal at 2minutes2air.co.za. She's also on Instagram and Snapchat at Crystal Arnold. Crystal N. Arnold.
Yes, those
platforms. And you have the coolest Twitter header photo I've seen in a very long time. You are are you standing on a mountain there?
I am standing. That is in Queenstown, in New Zealand. It's just on a lake, and the mountains are behind me.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's like an After Earth type of photo that I got right.
Beautiful picture.
And I was
there
alone, so it's actually an achievement to get that photo.
Huh?
I like left my phone far away
and put it onto a timer mode. Yeah.
Yes.
Is that in the north or south of New Zealand?
So south.
South
so
Island.
So way down south.
Okay. Auckland is in the north, right?
Auckland's north.
See, now I've been to New Zealand once, and everyone was like, "Go to the South Island. Go to the South Island." And then
even
I was
the
like,
locals say,
"No, I'm cool with the north. Like, I think I've seen enough. It's been 2 weeks, and now you've made me regret it because of that picture."
2 weeks in New Zealand? How
not
lucky.
Enough.
Not enough.
Well, what were you there for this time?
Well, I was there just a few months ago for Durban 2022 being announced as the Commonwealth Games host.
Huh.
So we were in Auckland for that. And then I ticked off a bucket list thing in Milford Sound, which is close to Queenstown.
Beautiful. Listen, you are this rock star of the sports TV world. You've gone to lots of places. It must be interesting. What kind of fans do you have? The average fan of yours, like that's, watched you on Supersport for all this time now.
The average fan, you know, they're so varied and across the board, not only with where they come from, but also age. But the average fan is an absolute sport lover and just can't get enough of sport. And my average fan watches Premier League football, watches cricket nonstop, and is going to watch the Olympics.
Huh.
So my average fan just loves sport so
loves
much.
Sport. And loves so sport. Do you.
Yes, I do.
When did you figure out that you just took it more seriously than everyone else in the class?
I think it was very early. I think it was my grade 5 Afrikaans teacher who figured it out for me. We had an exam and had to write. There were different topics for the essay. And one of the topics was your favorite sports person. So we had to write an essay in Afrikaans, which is very difficult still. But I wrote about my favorite, which was Steffi Graf at the time. And I just listed all the things that I knew about her. And I knew a lot. I somehow just managed to like store information about sportsmen that I really liked. And because I was watching it so often, it was quite easy. So that was the easiest essay I've ever written. And afterwards, she was like, "How do you know so much about that person?"
Because you were into it.
I was so into it. Brought up in a sports mad family, so always knew that sport was there. But always just, you know, when you want to choose your career, I thought, what would I enjoy the most? And here I am.
Now, are you the oldest, the youngest? Are there siblings? The youngest.
Yes. Three girls.
Three girls. Okay. You must have an interesting relationship with your dad when it's three girls, right? Is he like is it that whole protective thing? Is it the stereotypical matric dance? What do you want with my daughter?
Typical.
Really?
Strict dad.
Really?
Very strict dad. I think I only came because he was looking for the boy after my two sisters, but didn't come right, so he had to settle for us. But he did really well in trying to turn us into his little boys because we would play as hard as the boys did, know as much as they did when it comes to sport. So I think he did well in that regard.
Where did you grow up?
Grew up in the south of Joburg.
Cool.
Eldorado Park.
Nice. And when you are growing up and, everyone's into like music or films or whatever, and you're the person with the sports posters on the wall, like how do you make sense of it?
I was into everything. I was into music, I was into films, and I was into sport.
All of it. And now you've put it all together because you broadcast on TV, which is like supposedly glitzy and glamorous. Not really, though. And you do all the sports stuff. What do you think it is the most interesting thing about you?
Ooh, oh my word. The most interesting thing about me is that I'm never satisfied, and that I always want to grow. I always want to know more. I always want to learn more. I always want to see more. So I think it's kind of like insatiable, my desire to just live more and be more.
Now, how does that go down on a first date?
Oh, it's not good.
What's happening, Crystal? What's happening?
No, on a first date, I tried to tone it down just a little bit, Ari. I don't know, how do first dates work with you?
Do you even go on first dates still, or do you have a permanent
date? Can you really go on first dates these days? Everybody knows about you before they've even met you. So I think like the first date is more or less like the 10th date these days than what it used to be.
Are you going on lots of dates or are you paid up?
So busy.
Okay.
So busy. Like I'm like right now, this week is going to be a bit hectic here. Then we are launching the Olympics for Supersport on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
I mean, of course.
And then in 12 days time, I'm off to the Rio Olympics again. And then I'll be gone for like a month and then back again and then gone again for the Paralympics. So I'm hardly
here. Busy.
I'm very busy.
We've got a fan of yours though. Schmangs was on the GRT earlier. Is Schmangs still there? Is he still there? Where's he? Schmangs, you would be okay with Crystal traveling all the time though, right?
Absolutely.
Long distance.
You're a big fan, right?
I am. Yeah. From the days when she was doing, I think, sports on radio. I think it was High Fault or 702.
Oh, my word.
Real fan.
Real one. Or it's stalker. I don't know which one.
Okay, so you're very, very busy.
Yes.
But you've got a very exciting life.
It is quite.
You're getting onto the plane and you're going to the Olympics and you all, do you not feel like, do you get like a cool face, like thinking, oh, look at me?
You know, like, when I get those, like when, I got it when I was at the London Games and you're standing like in the middle of this mix zone, in the middle of the stadium, and Usain Bolt has just run and he's just passed you. And there was a moment where I just thought, this is really cool. Very, very cool. There's nowhere else I'd rather be, and I'm here, like this little girl from the south of Joburg, just standing here in the middle of where everybody would want to be.
Watching all this happen.
Yes, so awesome.
Your folks must be just super proud.
Like, super proud. My mom's my biggest fan. I think she watches everything that I do and listens to anything that I do, so she's my number one fan.
And what did your sisters end up doing?
So my sister Bianca, who is just 11 months older than I am, we're rather close and she does live here. She is model and singer. And then my older sister lives in the UK and she's in the IT industry.
Okay, cool. So you're more in line with what your middle sister kind of went into. Sort of. What is the biggest misconception that people may have about what you do? I mean, it sounds very glamorous going from the Rio Olympics to the to all of these different things, getting onto planes. You look like you live your best life on social media. Are there any misconceptions about you and your 9-to-5?
What you just said, the glamorous aspect of it, is when you're traveling so much, it's actually can become hard work in getting to a new place, just sussing it out. It can be challenging in like Bangladesh, where we went to a few months ago with the Proteas, and they toured there for about a month. It's such a different place to what we're used to. The amenities, just the infrastructure, it's just so not South Africa, and you have to get used to the fact that there is nothing. There's really nothing, and people are really poor, but also content. And they're willing to help you, very friendly people. So I think it's just the getting to Bangladesh, trying to find your way around, not knowing the language, and not having an app that actually has Bengali on it. Those type of things. It's not so glamorous in those aspects, but it can be. I mean, the bad side of things is nothing compared to how good it actually is.
One of my favorite aspects of Supersport are the promos. They are so well produced. They are these beautiful pieces of cinema. And they always throw forward to this feeling of sport uniting people and bringing people together. And I mean, you have experienced being in the thick of some of the greatest arenas in the world, in the greatest stadiums in the world, in some of the most iconic moments in the past however many years. And when you're that hands-on with what sport can do to people, regardless of what country they're from, what's the common thread across all those experiences in terms of what sport just does for humanity?
It's actually amazing the effect that sport has on humanity and how it brings them together. Just think about the last big thing that I was at the World T20 and the final where West Indies beat England. But the crowd, predominantly India, Indians, fans, and nobody, you come to a stadium and everybody's there for the same purpose. Everybody's there to see people perform at their highest peak. And it's just a wonderful environment to be in. It still gives me goosebumps, just the feeling that you got there, everybody just waiting for that moment. And when it actually happened, the whole crowd was cheering. It was like deafening, the sound in that stadium, but it was one of my best memories. And, you know, you can go through all of these events that you do go to, like being at the Commonwealth Games and hearing our anthem for the first time. It's those moments where you realize that sport is bigger than we can ever imagine. And it's so unifying.
It must be so interesting, though, also to consistently be in environments where you are experiencing other people perform at their peak. And I wonder what that even does just to your performance, because you are performing as well, essentially. You are delivering the link, you're putting it all together. You're surrounded by people who excel at what they do. And it must be just an interesting one for you, because you then also want to fit in with that and excel at what you're doing in that specific moment.
That's probably what where the fitness thing has come in even more over the last
few years. We didn't even touch on that. Look at this. You're so interesting that it's 15 minutes have flown by.
Yes, they are constantly achieving. It does definitely rub off. There is that element of striving to be the highest expression of yourself, and they're constantly doing that. You can't help but want to do the same and be the best in what you can do, because you have to reflect what they're doing. I mean, you're just there as this conduit to show people how great they are and what humans can achieve, but you have to step up your game as well. So yes, it does have that effect without it being too pressurized, because you still have to enjoy it and not lose the love for the sport.
You're so impressive. So impressive. Do we have to plug anything specific here?
Well, can we plug that the Olympics?
We can definitely plug the Olympics.
I'll be at the Olympics and the Paralympics. So if you want, I'll be tweeting right through.
Fantastic.
Trying to give just a different perspective of the Olympics, and I'll be with our athletes, Team South Africa, throughout. So do follow me on Twitter @Crystal_Arnold, and I'll be tweeting
so cool.
away.
We should weigh in with you during the Olympics.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, that'd be very, very cool. Yeah, you're very active on social. It's so exciting. I think you've just got such a cool job. And I'm always like, when you say to people they have a cool job, they've usually got it for a reason, which is that they're good at it, which seems to be the case in your case. So thank you very much for stopping by. How do we connect with you all day, every day?
All day, every day on Twitter, Crystal_Arnold. You can also follow me on Facebook, Crystal Arnold, on Instagram, Crystal N Arnold, and on Snapchat.
Fantastic. There you go. That's a Crystal Arnold. She'll see you at the Olympics. You can wave at the Super Sports screen and maybe she'll see you. She'll wave back.
I definitely will.
She'll wave back. You can Snapchat her. She might Snapchat you back. I don't know. She may have it unblocked. I don't know. Crystal, thank you so much for stopping by. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.